Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
844, 16 before 9. Again, let me clear this up. I was selling tires for a living. I was a service manager for a living. I went back to UNO and got a degree and finally was able to not only do what I wanted, but get the dream job, the job that I've always wanted, and that's what I'm doing right now. There is absolutely nothing wrong with selling tires. I hated it. It just wasn't for me, and this is what I always wanted to do. Conversely, you can come sit here for 15 minutes and hate it and want to sell tires. That's what makes it a world. The only point I was trying to make is that UNO made a major difference in my life. John Nicklow joins us now, UNO president. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tommy. Manny, thanks for having me.
You got to be careful everything you say, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
You do too.
Yes. Tell me about UNO in the last 2 years, please.
Just incredible momentum here on campus. We this year had our back-to-back enrollment increases, so we've grown for 2 years in a row, and that's something that hasn't really happened in about a decade. And our undergraduate enrollment itself increased 3 years now in a row, and that's something that hasn't happened since years prior to Hurricane Katrina.
And that was the question I was going to ask you, John. Is this a step toward, I hate to say, full recovery after Katrina? Or does the recovery continue after that, even though it was, well, you do the math, how long ago it was?
Yeah, you know, that's 14 years. I think and there's been a lot of changes in the higher ed landscape and the market itself over those years, but it has been a somewhat of a recovery. We continue to grow. In many ways, we are different today than we were pre-Katrina. We're not strictly open access. We have admission criteria. We have some new programs, rigorous programs. So we look a little bit different. It's a very high quality education that has not changed. Then we continue to really build the middle class and serve New Orleans.
You know, I don't know if you heard me or not. I'm sure Clancy Dubose has told you this, but man, he had an expression, I think, just dead on accurately named it, which was UNO built the middle class of the city, and I have no doubts about that at all.
Well, when you look at some of our numbers, 47,000 alumni from UNO live in Greater New Orleans, and 82% of our graduates stay here. So you often hear me say that New Orleans doesn't work without the University of New Orleans. I really believe that.
In terms of the, I think it's marine engineering, John, and forgive me if I'm not terming it properly, but young man across the street from me, and he's doing very well now, had three choices to go to, I think, marine engineering programs. One may have been in Connecticut, I think. The other one, for whatever reason, I think was in a landlocked state, and then the one at UNO, and he decided to go to UNO because you guys are industry leaders in that field.
That's true. We have a naval architecture marine engineering program that there are only just a handful of those programs all across the country. Our biggest competitor is the University of Michigan in that field.
Okay, also, so not landlocked, but, you know, somewhat.
Yep. We have the only civil, electrical, and mechanical engineering programs in the metro area. Wonderful hospitality, restaurant, tourism program, an accounting program that's top 2% in the world. We really do have some niche programs that, like I said, serve our city and our region very well.
After this is over, you may not want to claim me as an alumnus. what about budget cuts? How have those hurt? Are the same? You know, back in my day, it was cards, and you'd wait to get different sections would open up for a class, and you'd wait to get the cards. I know it's all electronic now, but are you able to offer with the budget cuts as many classes as are needed? Are people still waiting to go back a semester and get the final course that they needed because it wasn't being offered? And that was all due to budget cuts. I just wonder where the university stands now.
Well, the good news is that as we grow our enrollment, overall revenue does increase, and we're able to put that back in our students. we've become very efficient over the years, and you know, we did go through a higher ed in Louisiana went through a very difficult decade of budget issues. But at the end of the day, our enrollment is really the majority of our revenue stream. Our fate is in our own hands, and we have to grow that to make sure that we can continue to serve students in innovative ways. We've also gotten pretty creative about in creating new revenue. We have a whole new series of trainings and certificates that we've created in conjunction with local businesses through our professional and continuing education arm. We have lease space on campus to small businesses and nonprofits, and work closely with our research and technology park right across the street on the lakefront to lease space and create some additional revenue streams.
You know, I've been to a couple of seminars where the guidance counselor at different schools advise the parents on taking tours of this college or that college. And I never did really say anything, but it seemed like UNO was terribly underrepresented in that as being an option, and I never did understand how that could be.
Well, I think locally some people take it for granted, and that, you know, having been in higher ed for over 20 years in some other places, that does happen. That's not unique to UNO or to New Orleans. We have become far more tactical and data-driven and really aggressive about how we recruit students, not just being in the schools, but also personal communications with parents and the student via whether a variety of platforms, email, hard mail, social media. So we've become far more innovative in how we recruit students, both in-state and out-of-state.
I didn't stay at UNO. I didn't have a home, a dorm. I commuted. But I got to tell you, John, some of the best times I had was when I was at UNO. So I don't think you can, if you have a 12th grader or maybe, you know, junior, where they're getting to the idea of deciding where they want to go. Parents, and I don't know if any kids are listening right now, don't rule it out. At least listen and make a trip and see what they got to offer.
We have an incredible value proposition. A few years ago, we had a ranking of highest early career salaries in Louisiana. We've repeatedly made U.S. News & World Report's least debt list. And I'm an engineer by profession, so I look at benefit cost and return on investment. I think that's a pretty good return on investment. High quality education, low debt, and high salaries.
And the other thing I want to mention real quick, because we got to go, John, is that the people in the business community, the people doing the hiring, they know about UNO and the education that people are going to receive.
Oh, yes, they do. We work closely with them. We've just developed a new piloting program, a construction management program. Those are all done in conjunction with businesses.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your time. The website is what?
UNO.edu.
Right, I want you to come on more often, because I think that's a jewel, and people don't realize what they might be overlooking. John Nicklow, UNO president, thank you, sir. 8:52, time for traffic now on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.